Hello, I'm Mike Harding and I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales and I've got loads of CDs and stuff in front of me for what is going to be a great show. I'm going to kick off with a track from Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys. Their new album is called Pretty Peggy. I saw them a couple of days back at the Costa del Folk Festival in Portugal and they went down an absolute storm. Here they are with a cracking version of what I call Angelina Baker, but they call Angeline the Baker.
I should have married Angeline oh many years ago. Angeline is handsome and Angeline is stout, and every day she bakes the bread and rolls the biscuits out. Oh, Angeline the baker, Angeline I know. I should have married Angeline oh many years ago. The last time that I saw her was at a country fair. Her father chased me almost home and told me to stay there. Angeline the baker, oh Angeline I know. I should have married Angeline oh many years ago. I bought her a brand new dress, neither black nor brown. It was the colour of a stormy sky before the rain comes down. She was sent away one day, sold by Uncle Sam. And I never will forget her, no matter where I am. Angeline the baker, oh Angeline I know. I should have married Angeline oh many years ago. Be 43, and it's been over 20 years since she said she'd marry me. There's 16 horses in my team, the leader he was blind. I dreamed that I was dying and I saw my Angeline. Angeline the baker, oh Angeline I know. I should have married Angeline oh many years ago. Angeline the baker, oh Angeline I know. Should have married Angeline oh many years ago. Should have married Angeline many years ago.
Angeline the Baker from Sam Kelly and the Lost Boys, their album Pretty Peggy. One of the greatest hours of my folk life happened recently at the Costa del Folk in Portugal when I was lying on the grass listening to State of the Union, which is Boo Hewardeen and Brooks Williams, great duo. Boo Hewardeen, of course, one of our finest singer-songwriters, and Brooks Williams, a great songwriter and a great blues guitarist, as well as having one of those very special voices. Well, the two of them, it was just amazing. They were so comfortable with each other and they were so comfortable with what they were doing, the music. It was fantastic. All I needed was a glass of white wine and it would have been perfect as I lay there sprawled on the grass. Unfortunately, I was working and I don't drink when I'm working. But still, it was a nice thought. This is one of the songs they sang. I have played it on this show way, 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 way back. And I think it is just amazing because it is as pertinent now as it was when it was first written. In fact, more pertinent. It's about the fellas and the women, in some cases, who sell us that most disgusting and nauseous of substances, snake oil.
medicine show has just left town. Now all the hucksters have gone to ground. Your pocket's empty, feel just like a clown. All you got left, snake oil. They said they'd cure all your ills with old love potions, elixirs and pills. Take all your money, head for the hills. All you got left, snake oil. Roll up, roll up, won't you? Gather round, your summer wages will be glory bound. There's love on every minute, and you'll never let us down. Now there's the illustrated man, an eagle on his back and a Bible in his hand. He spoke in tongues, but you seem to understand. All you got left, snake oil. Nothing's changed, we sing the same old tune. Can't get enough, snake oil. All you got left, snake oil.
Do you know something? I'm going to learn that song because it's damn good. From the State of the Union's album of the same name, that was Snake Oil. Another chap who was out there in Portugal at the Costa del Folk was Steve Tilston, who did two great sets, one solo and one with the wonderful Wiz Jones. And it reminded me, listening to him play, that he's also a fantastic guitarist. Not many people have heard his album Swans at Cool, which is a wonderful selection of traditional tunes that Steve plays on guitar mostly. And it's really hard to get hold of, that album. But his album, The Greening Wind, has got a track on it that also appears on the Swans at Cool. It's two Irish reels, The Wind That Shakes the Barley and The Lady's Pantalettes. If anybody knows what pantalettes are, do let me know, because in my long time on this planet, I don't think I've ever come across such a thing. Thank you. Great stuff from Steve Tilston's album The Greening Wind. That was The Wind That Shakes the Barley, followed by The Lady's Pantalettes, followed by the reprise of The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Damn fine playing, in my humble opinion. Now, Laura Smith and Ted Kemp are a couple that came to my notice a couple of years back when they released their first album of mostly, I think it was all English traditional music. They've got a new album out called The Poacher's Fate, which is even better than that first album. Laura's voice has matured, developed a lot, and there's a lovely, lovely edge to the whole album. But let's see what you think. This is what I think is a beautiful version of the traditional song, Carrickmannan Lake.
One evening for my pastime, a ramble I did take down by yon crystal fountain called Carrickmannan Lake. Down by yon crystal fountain, an image I did view. Sure, nature never could design an image quite like you. With courage bold undaunted, I boldly then stepped forth, saying, my delightful charmer, you Venus of the north, give me my way, or else I'll stray, my one and only joy. And sure it would be a pity for to kill a harmless boy. With flashing eye and ne'er a sigh, she coldly said to me, young man, depart, for in my heart no place is decked for thee. But to my father pleading, no answer would she make, but turned away and left me there by Carrickmannan Lake. Callinche is my dwelling place, where first my breath I drew. Drumriot is my parents' place, 10,000 times adieu. All for her sake, I'll pass the edge take, across the stormy seas, a pilgrim there to do and dare, in North America. Now, O young men, take warning, and shun Callinche fair. Likewise we Carrickmannan, for that false wall lives there. And as the sun's declining o'er yonder hill so clear, the shadow of her dwelling in the lake it does appear.
Beautiful. Carrickmannan Lake from the album The Poacher's Fate from Laura Smith and Ted Kemp. Now, there's been a couple of classic reissues of Davy Graham albums recently. Davy Graham, if you don't know, was one of the movers and shakers of the second wave of the folk revival in these islands. An incredible man in every way. Great guitarist, great singer, great innovator. He had his demons he struggled with most of his life. Drugs and drink, and in the end, they won. But along the road, he made a series of beautiful albums, really edgy, really moved things along. And he was a great inspiration, of course, to many, many other guitarists and singers. The new albums have been remastered and digitized, and they are terrific. From the most recent, Large as Life and Twice as Natural, this is Davy Graham with the Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee song, Beautiful City.
What a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah. 3 gates to the north. 3 gates lead to the south. 3
David Graham, the man who could play everything from jazz through blues to Indian ragas. The album is called Large as Life and Twice as Natural, and that was Beautiful City, Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee's standard. Now, 12 months ago, I was also in Portugal for the Costa del Folk, and I saw young Derry Farrell appearing live for the first time. I chased him all over the hotel grounds to try and get an interview with him, but damn it, he was always one step ahead of me, even diving into the swimming pool fully clothed and holding his bouzouki at one time. This year I managed to nail his feet to the floor, helped by his mum and dad, who were there, and conducted what passes for an interview with him. What fascinates me most about Derry is not just that he is a terrific singer and a fine instrumentalist too, but that he has that measure that Christy Moore has got, that the late Alex Campbell had, which is of true authenticity. He lives what he sings. The first question I asked him, which you'll be able to hear in a minute, is how a young shaver like him came from being an electrician pulling cables through the underground holes in the road in Dublin to being a folk singer travelling the entire world, as he says, gargling tunefully for coins. You'll be able to hear the interview and the answer to that question in a few moments, but first of all, from the album which first alerted me to the measure of the man, The First Turn, this is Derry Farrell with the traditional comic song about Irish workers travelling the road, itinerant navvies working on the big developments that were taking place at the end of the 19th and beginning of the early 20th century. This is the Mickey Dam, and it's about a dam up in Scotland, I believe.
Surprised him, and I says, you little rat, I'll tie twist a ring around your neck and I'll toss you to the cat. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Nicky Dam. Well, this aroused the mouse's temper, and at me he made a jump, and he swore he paralyzed me with the handle of a pump. But I quickly surprised him, and I grabbed him by the throat, and I shot that ugly monkey till the tail fell off his coat. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around the Mickey Dam. Hotels were stopping in what they call them navvy huts, and the bugs and fleas lives in the bends as big as coconuts. And on Saturday night when I get there, I'll stand behind the door, and as they march in one by one, I'll bash them to the floor. For I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men around Mickey Dam. I'm as strong as any lion, I was rare on eggs and ham. I'm a terror to all fighting men all round the Mickey Dam.
Mickey Dam there from the Derry Farrell album, The First Turn. Derry, just tell us about your early days, because this always fascinates me, and I think it fascinates listeners as well. How did you get into it, you know? What happened to you? Why did you become a singer and not a, I don't know, a knife thrower?
Yeah, knife thrower, remember that one? Yeah. I always listened to music ever since I was a child. Me da and me ma used to put it on to make me go to sleep. You know, my sister didn't really appreciate it, but I did. And I'd listen to everything from Pavarotti to Planxty. But I remember watching the TV one night and Christy Miller was playing the Bowron and he was singing. And I said to me mad dad, I said, you see that now? I'd love to be able to do that. It was just phenomenal. It was just brilliant. He was playing a song. He was singing it. It was like as if he was singing it from the heart. It was like he meant every word. Now, I mean, that for some people is very hard to understand. It was brilliant. And anyway, a couple of weeks went by and it was Christmas and they bought me a Bowron. And, well, That was my gateway. That was like the Bowron was my gateway. Then I went on to do guitar. So then you see the music got put away for a couple of years because I had become an electrician. I mean, I left school when I was 17. I thought I knew everything and I was like, I'm going to live and get 99 punts a week. Yeah. Like, you know, it's going to be great. I'm going to have money to go out on the weekend. But it wasn't the case. I had no weekends because I was working on Saturdays and Sundays and I was in town pulling cables through the shores on Sundays because there was no traffic on O'Connell Street, like, and all this, you know. So, like, it kind of backfired on me, really. What happened then was I saw a lovely mandolin that I liked and I bought it. I used to bring it into work with me and I'd sit in the car at my lunch and play it, you know. I'd put Finbar Fury, the Spanish Cloak album on the CD player and I'd play along with that, right? And that's when I started noticing, there's something about this music that's really, really interesting that I never ever noticed before when I was a young fella, like, you know. And I heard Andy Irvine singing a song called Time Will Cure Me. That puts the hairs up on the back of my neck. I never heard that song before that. And that was it. I was caught ever since then. But I didn't know that was a bouzouki. That was it. I said, I'm getting a bouzouki. I went off and I met Joe Foley in O'Donoghue's and I said to Joe, would you make me an instrument? And I don't think he took me serious because I asked him in the pub. And I was playing the banjo and he was like, oh man, that's great stuff. And I just hit off a friendship with him, between me, him and me dad. Great. Because Joe kept pigeons, me dad kept pigeons and so did I. And we liked the instruments and we liked having a drink on a Sunday and stuff like that. So a match made in heaven, right? But he made me a mandola and that's what I recorded the Mickey Dam on. That's the very one, you know. Right. So what happened was, you know, the recession hit, basically. And there was hundreds and hundreds of people been let go. And I done everything that I could to keep my job. And eventually he came to me and he said to me, look, I have to let you go. He said, I'm sorry. He says, I have to let you go. But I went and I got terribly depressed the week after that, because you're going from having loads to do to nothing. It was literally 1 week where I was working. The next week I wasn't working. The second week off, I couldn't handle it anymore. The girl I was going with at the time said, you need to do something productive. Go back to college. And she said, look, and she went on the computer, boom, 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 you know. She said, there's a course. She says, go on. And I went and started. And I remember going into that college the first day, right? Now, I was so nervous that I had to go down to the toilet to get sick, right? I actually vomited. I was with the nerves because I didn't know what I was doing. It was a complete life change for me, like, you know. So that was 2 years. And then when I finished that, I didn't think I was finished yet. So that was goodbye to Ballyfermot course. And then I went on to do an applied music degree in Dundalk in County Louth. That was a massive eye-opener for me because I kind of felt like I was starting to understand the meaning of actually singing a song. There was a difference there for me, you know. The performance kind of goes away and it's just you when you're singing. And if you truly, truly mean it, there could be 1,000 people or one person in front of you, and it doesn't matter, you know. So I went on from there and I felt like I wasn't finished yet. I felt like I needed to do kind of hone in more on the bouzouki and the singing together. So I went on down to the University of Limerick, where I was accepted in onto the master's performance course in the World Music Academy down there. And that was phenomenal. That was where I got to meet John Carty and John Doyle and Donal Lunny and all these different singers, you know. And I kind of said to myself, I need to record an album. Like, I have to do this because everybody is asking me. And you know, I didn't even consider myself as a full-time musician or anything. But then all of a sudden, one morning, I woke up and I realised I was. And it was actually Desi, it was my dad, that actually put it in my head. He says, you're going to have to do something. He says, seriously now. And it was funny because what happened was, is he was in the queue getting a cup of tea one day and a sandwich for himself after work. And he said, there was a guy in front of him on a smartphone and he was flicking up through his phone like this. And he stopped. He says, and he says, I put my glasses on. I was looking over his shoulder at his phone. He says, and he stopped on a microphone. He said, so I tapped him on the shoulder and he turned around and he says, what do you do for a living? And the guy said, I record music. And he says, will you record my son? And the guy just kind of looked at him and kind of started chuckling and went, yeah, whatever. So he turned back around. My dad brought the card home and gave it to me. And I rang the guy that day. And the next morning he said, come into the studio to see. I came into the studio to have a look. His name was Liam Mulvaney. And the studio was called Asylum Studios. I went in to have a look. And there was a big load of rockers in. Rocking out, like, going crazy, like, you know. Drinking and everything. And I said, well, what's the next day I have free? And that was Thursday. And he said, I have Friday and Saturday free. And I went in and I started the True Born Irishman. That was the start of that album.
Travelling man, I'll mend your owl pots. I'll make you a can. I'm prince among nomads. I'm king of me clan. Fal-de-dal-dal-dal-dal-day. I tramps down the road with me horse and me dog. There's game in the fields and there's turf in the bogs. I sing like a lark and along I do geog. Fal-de-dal-dal-dal-dal-day. I comes by the river and I catches a fish. I've always got plenty to put in me dish. Me brows and me short will I surely can stitch. Val-de-dal-dal-dal-dal-day. I grab hold of me pipes and I'll make for the town. Finds me a gun seat and I sits myself down. I squeeze on the bellow, all of the rum gathers around me. Fal-de-dal-dal-dal-day. I play Mrs. McLeod's and the wind in the gap. And it pleases the crowd as they dance and they clap. And many's a bright shilling they throw in me cap for me. Fal-de-dal-dal-dal-day. Well, I'm fond of a drink and I'm sure it's no crime to
sit down in the shebeen with comrades sublime. I dance till the morning, I'm no slave to time. Fal-di-da-la-la-la-day. Each night comes down from the farm, her husband gets cold, but I am quite warm. For here in me tent, she'll come to no harm with me, fal-di-da-la-la-la-day. But when winter comes around, for fear of the damp, I'll whistle a dog, down the road we will tramp, and that housewife will sigh when she sees we broke camp. Oh, fal-di-da-la-la-la-day. But when springtime comes around, I'll pass back this way. Boil up me old billy and I'll have me some tay. I'll check if the buffer has one on the way for me. Fal-di-da-la-la-la-lay. Pat Rainey, I'm a travelling man. I'll mend your owl pots or I'll make you a can. I'm prince among nomads, I'm king of me clan. Fal-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Pat Rainey from the Derry Farrell album, True Born Irishman. I was talking to your dad last night and he said that you've got a connection with the Raineys.
Yeah, we've got a bit of a connection with the Raineys. Me granny, his mother was Sheila Rainey. But if you take a step back, Mike, right, just take a step back there now for a minute and have a look at everything that's happening in the world. We're all travellers. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't care what anyone says. We're all travellers and the poor people that are, you know, that are trying to get from one place to the next because there's hassle there. Or, like, everybody would stay where they were if everything was fine, and it's not. And that's just the way of the world. That's human nature, I think, and they move from one place to the other. And because they don't look the same or whatever, they get moved on. And those songs aren't just about travellers. Like, let's say, for instance, Liam Weldon's song, The Blue Tire Road. It's not just about travellers. It's not just about the poor traveller guy. It's about everybody, like, you know what I mean? People coming from all over the world, and I know there's people out there that probably would disagree with giving refuge to people, but the Irish people done it for years, went off over the world. I mean, you name it, the country, wherever it is you go, there's an Irish parlor, there's somebody that's Irish, you know? And, you know, so, like, you kind of have to have an open mind, although it's hard for some people sometimes, you know?
Let's just talk about your new project, because I know you're going to be making an album later on, but you've got a double single just coming out. Donal Lunny worked on it with you.
What happened was one day I was talking to Donal and I said to him, would you be interested in coming into the studio with me? And he said, funny enough, he said, this week I'm in the studio and I have a day free. He says, I'll be there, he says, but I have a day kind of freed up. He says, if you'd like to come down and see the studio. He said, bring the bazooki, you know, kind of just in case. Now, it wasn't. It was, we went down with intentions, loosely intentions of recording. And when I went down, I brought the bazooki and we went into the studio and it just felt right. And the two songs that came out of me that day, one of them was The Craig and White Hair. And kind of a little bit less expected was Bogey's Bonnie Bell. And I went in and I recorded it with him. And it was just after having it was just kind of after having a chat with him, you know, that we went in and put them down, and they just sounded, I thought they sounded gorgeous anyway, you know. And the difference between it the voice even now to when it was recorded on the first horn is totally different. Like, it's totally different, but it is the way I sing it now. I've done it as naturally as I could, like, you know. And Bogey's Bonnie Belt. So two live recordings in studio of the two of us, him on guitar and myself on bouzouki.
As I roved out by Huntley Town one evening for to feed, I met with Bogey O'Kerny, and with him I did agree to care for his two best horses, or cart, or harrow, or plough, or anything about farm work, and that I very well should know. Well, old Bogey, he had a daughter, and her name was Isabel. She was the lily of the valley and primrose of And when she went a-walking, oh, she took me for her guide, down by the barn O'Kerny, for to watch the small fish glide. And when 3 months were past and gone, well, this girl lost her bloom, and the red it fell from her rosy cheeks, and her eyes began to swoon. And then another 6 months they were past and gone, and she bore to me a son, and I was straight sent for to see what couldn't be done. Well, I said that I would marry her, oh, but no, this would never do, for you're no match for the bonny wee girl, and she's no match for you. And now she's married to a tinker lad who comes from Huntley Town. He sells pots and pans and paraffin lamps, and he scours the country. And maybe if she's had a better match, old Bogey, can they tell? So fare thee well, me boys, O Huntly Town, and to Bogey's bonny bell.
That is one of my favourite songs ever. Beautiful melody and a great story, and that is just one of the best versions of it ever. Also, that's a two-track single which you can get by going to Derry Farrell's website. You'll find a link through to his website on our own website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and I've got a list here of some of the gigs that Derry is doing in the UK, starting on the 29th of October, Grimsby Folk Club. Then he goes on to Beverley on the 30th, Birmingham the 31st, in Manchester at the Chawton Irish Club on the 1st of November, hoping I can get to that. 2nd of November, Clitheroe, the Grand, then Doncaster, Twickenham, Nettlebed, London, Hambledon, right until the 9th of November when he's at Hastings, East Sussex. Details from Derry's website, and there's a link from our own website too. Do go and see him if you get the remotest chance, and you will not be disappointed. If you are, I'll give you your money back. How about that? Now, as the nights draw in, and the little Jack Frost starts painting white bits on the leaves, you know that winter's really coming when O'Hooley and Tido start singing about it. This is their wonderful version of the Steve Ashley song, Fire and Wine.
Winter's coming, we live a shorter day. The sun is haunting for a place to stay, and Jack Frost's fingers are in.
To
Well, the album's called Winter Folk, and it's chock full of great wintry warm songs like that. Hooley and Tido with the Steve Ashley song, Fire and Wine. Now, Hot Rock Pilgrims come from the southeast of England. They're a bluegrassy, old-timey, folky band, and they make lots of rather nice noises. Their new album is called Squirrel Hunting, and from it, this is a great version of the classic Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning.
Troubles and trials, troubles and trials, troubles and trials. See what my Lord has done. Keep your lamp, oh, keep your lamp, and keep your lamp. See what my Lord has done.
Stuff. Keep Your Lamp Trimmed and Burning. Hot Rock Pilgrims from their new album, Squirrel Hunting. Now, young Tim Eady was out at the Costa del Folk as well, and I promise this is the last Costa-related track I'm going to play. And he gave me a copy of a recent album he's recorded called The Sleeping Tunes. There's a good story behind this. When his wife Isabel was in hospital having their baby Ava, Tim was in the way, as he admits himself, and she eventually said to him, go away and do something useful like recording an album. So believe it or not, he sat in the van outside the hospital, took his guitar out, sat on the front seat, and with a little digital recorder, he made a fantastic album of beautiful traditional tunes for sleepy time, for babies and grown-up babies like you and me. The album is called The Sleeping Tunes, and from it this is a beautiful version of the Scottish song The Four Marys. That's followed by another tune called The Gaelic Waltz. Here's Tim Eady, one of the great musical geniuses of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I could have made music as good as that on the front seat of my van. But Tim has. Amazing guy, Tim Eady, from his album The Sleeping Tunes with the Four Marys and Gaelic Waltz. He calls it Gaelic Waltz because he's not sure the name of the tune, and to me it sounds like an amalgamation of Come Back Paddy Riley to Ballin James Duff and The Road and the Miles to Dundee. If you're listening, Tim, have a think. Great stuff. Now, Kirsty Merrin is a new lass on the scene, is making a lot of very big waves indeed. Steve Knightley is helping her along in her career. In fact, he appears on her new album, She and I. I think she's got an amazing voice and she writes some truly interesting songs. Just listen to this. The album ends with the avian-laced soundscape of The Birds Are Drunk. A suspenseful murder ballad about an anonymous woman, rounding off this impressive debut album of original material from an artist who's etc, etc. A suspenseful murder ballad about an anonymous woman. I'll buy that. The Birds Are Drunk from Kirsty Merrin is going to be followed by Poor Little Ellen, otherwise known as Ellen Smith, from Erin Marshall and Carl Jones. But first, The Birds Are Drunk.
The sun is round and full of vigor. The fields are sleeping in the blaze. And I alone am fully waking and pacing through the burning haze. I walk alone to meet my sweetheart. The birds are drunk in feathered nests. And though my cheeks are flushed with effort, I have no time to pause or rest. The open track leads to the cornfield where we so often spent our time. And I would say I was his only, and he in turn declared him mine. She waited there with hair so golden and cheeks aflame with the youthful glow. She could not know that he was faithless, as cuckoo eggs in sparrow homes. Crept beneath the field of cornflakes. He clutched a rock in sweating fists. One blow was all to send her reeling. The fragrant grasses sway and live. Flags, where we so often spent our time, and I would say I was his only, and he in turn declared him
mine. Poor little Ellen, sweet as a rose, how I love little Ellen, ain't nobody knows. Ain't nobody knows how I love little Ellen. Ain't nobody knows. Shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. Lying cold on the ground. Shot through the heart, lying cold on the ground. Gambling, just loafing around. A ball from my pistol knocks sweet Ellen down. Knocks sweet Ellen down. A ball from my pistol knocks sweet Ellen down. On Tuesday I was tried. By the laws of my country I had to abide. I had to abide. The laws of my country I had to abide. Stay when I go, sweet flowers around Ellen's backyard I would sow. Sweet flowers I would sow. Flowers around Ellen's backyard I would sow.
And Carl Jones there with Poor Little Ellen from the album Sweet Memories Never Leave. And before that, you heard New Girl on the Block, Kirsty Merrin, from her album She and I with The Birds Are Drunk. Two murder ballads back to back. You don't get much better value than that. Now, here's a song which I never tire of, because a lot of the sentiment contained within it has seeped over the years into my very bones. This is a man who spent many, many years on the road, Andy Irvine, with a great song of his, Never Tire of the Road.
I was just a small-time country boy when I left that dusty town. Route 66 to the westward, and I hopped an old freight down. California, here I come. By the side door, Pullman and the sunburned thumb. They called us Okies, low-down bums. The police on us frowned. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel, never tire of the ways of the world. Way out yonder's a calling me, and the dark road leads me onwards, and the highway, that's my code. The lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road. California to the New York Island, me and my guitar. And we played in many's a hobo jungle, many's a skid row bar. Standing out in the wind and the rain, that lonesome whistle is a sweet refrain. When you're waiting for some old freight train that carries an empty car. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel, never tire of the ways of the world. Way out yonder's a calling me, and the dark road leads me onwards, and the highway, that's my code. The lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road. Shipped on board of a Liberty ship to sail the ocean blue. We were carrying guns, TNT, D-Day soldiers too. All of the men on board agreed with Sisko, Jimmy Longy and me. And our song rang out across the sea, you fascists bound to lose. All of you fascists bound to lose. All of you fascists bound to lose. I said, all of you fascists bound to lose. You're bound to lose, you fascists bound to lose. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel, never tire of the ways of the world. Way out yonder's a calling me, and the dark road leads me onwards, and the highway, that's my code. The lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road. Don't let them ever fool you or take you by surprise. The dirty smell of the politician, the man with the greed in his eyes. One big union, that's our plan, and the IWW's your only man. The flames of discontent we'll fan for the cause that never dies. Never tire of the road, never tire of the rolling wheel, never tire of the ways of the world. Way out yonder's a calling me, and the dark road leads me onwards, and the highway, that's my code. The lonesome voice that I heard in my head said, never tire of the road.
Andy Irvine, Never Tire of the Road, from his album Rain on the Roof. Now, there's no easy way to say this, but after a lot of thought, I've decided that this has to be the last show. All good things must come to an end, as the nun said when she bit the bum off the sugar elephant, and for a multitude of reasons, this has to be the end of the line for the Mike Harding Folk Show. But as this is the last show, I'd like to say a huge thanks to Dave Peston for his advice in the early days, Dave Lucas and Bill Bravener, who helped to get the show up and running, Brian Ledyard, who has given help over the years with all the graphics, all the photographs that have made the website page and everything else look so good, Andrew Service, who's been putting through links to the artist's website for us, Dave Bartlett, who's been listening to all the shows as they come out to check for any real cock-ups along the line, and to Spike, my IT pal, who's been with the show from day one and before, and who still works wonders with the website. I'd also like to thank all the radio stations that have been broadcasting this show in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the Appalachian Mountains and the west of Ireland and South Africa over the years. Thanks to you, and thanks to all the artists who've appeared on this show and have given interviews over the years and been so incredibly friendly and positive towards what has become one of the world's number one folk shows on the internet. I'd like to thank in particular all of you, the listeners out there, who've kept the show going. Many of you have donated over the years. We never made anything out of the show, but we always had enough to pay the bills, for which many, many thanks. I'm not giving up folk music. I'll still be around the festivals. I'll still be playing. I'll still be in the Irish sessions, in the Jolly in Manchester, and Lowry's and Newman's in Connemara and wherever else, because folk music is and will always be my first love. So, thanks again for listening over the last 5 years. All of the 250-plus shows that have been recorded have been archived. I've paid for the server for the next 10 months at least, so you'll be able to download all the shows as you so wish. They'll be up there as an archive for people to go and listen to. Thanks again for being on the journey with us, and thanks for all the fun. Do look after yourselves, and remember, as my old Dublin grandmother used to say, it's a long road that has no turnips. I was going to stand on a table now like Bilbo Baggins, put the magic ring on my finger and vanish into silence. But instead, here's me from way back on an album called Plutonium Alley singing the wonderful Mary Asquith song Closing Time. It's an awful production, for which, blame me, I put too much echo on the track because I'd only just discovered it. There's too much stuff going on as well, musically, but that was then and this is now, and it is a great song, and I can't think of a better way to say goodbye. Look after yourselves. You've been great pals. Ta-ra.
When they lift the lid on the Delta Kid and find there's nothing there but old bleach bones, some stepping stones, and a heart that doesn't care. False promises and secrets that no one wants to know. So now I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. Well, the chances that the kid once had have all gone down the drain, and lovers were lost in a sentimental softening of the brain. The tears are like a torrent, but it's all part of the show. So now I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. All the times were bad, and all the friends you've had are immortalized in song, but you never really knew them, and you stayed away too long. It seems that you were only guessing, and that you didn't really know. Now I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. All your words are cold and they make me old, with fingering they blur. about the way things never are and the way they never were. We've paid till we are paupers and we reel with every blow. So now I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. So when you're throwing your money round, don't buy a drink for me. You treat me like a stranger now, so that's what I must be. And I wouldn't have you spend so much on one that you don't know. So now I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go. I find that it's closing time. I believe that's the sign for me to go on, but it's closing time. I believe.